I'm telling you, it's the most fun you can have in the morning. Yeah, you had a couple of espressos. Really have some fun. Welcome to it. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, October 30th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, snowblind by the end of the week? Good Lord, that's the forecast. I've been telling you it's going to be cold. Now I'm telling you it's going to be cold, wet, and possibly white, too. Are you ready for this? Number two, one of the four young people tried for throwing a rock off an overpass and killing a 32-year-old man on his way to prison for the next 3 to 20 years. The sentence more severe than some expected. And number one, General Motors and Fiat Chrysler drawing harsh criticism for siding with President Trump on his challenge of mileage and emissions standards. Yes, the decision by GM and FCA to side with Trump and in the mileage fight really upsetting some folks. Democrats in the U.S. House railed against GM and Fiat Chrysler for siding with the Trump administration in this legal fight with California over gas mileage rules for the nation's auto industry. In testimony before the House panel, former California Governor Jerry Brown singled out GM, calling Detroit's biggest automaker a lapdog for the president. Oh, Jerry, just light that up, would you, and relax. Come on, Jerry. Smoke the weed. You know how it makes you feel so much better and less stressed. Anyhow, the two automakers, together with Toyota and the Association of Global Automakers, which lobbies on behalf of foreign-owned companies, said this week they want to intervene in the lawsuit between California and the federal government to argue in favor of the Trump administration's position that Washington should create one standard for the nation. One standard for the nation. Harley Rauta chided the car makers in a hearing for their poor decision and praised Ford Motor Company and three foreign automakers that did reach separate deals with California to meet voluntary fuel economy and emission standards. There you go. Let's see. Ford, Volkswagen, BMW, and Honda. They're on the list. And Rauta says they're good. Unfortunately, not all auto companies have taken this tack, and I urge those companies to reconsider their poor decision not to comply with California's higher standards. Listen, California, newsflash. You ain't the boss of me. All right, just over. I don't want to be California. Does anybody here want to be California? You look, you know, of people in poverty in America, more than one in three, 35%. Of everybody in poverty in America lives in California. Did you know that? 35. Look at the homeless problems in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Bakersfield, Fresno. All of these places have severe problems. And you want to be like that? No, thank you. No, thank you. You know, they run out of water, even though they've got tremendous amounts of water now. In 5 years, they'll be out of water again because they'll have a drought. And maybe it might be 3 years, 5 years. It'll happen is my point. And in the intervening years, they will do absolutely nothing to create more reservoirs, to hold more water, to serve more of the 35 million people desperate to drink water and water their lawns every day. Because California will do nothing to save the rainwater or the snowpack melt. They'll do nothing in that regard. And then they'll plead for help and they'll want Washington and you and I and everybody else to bail them out. That's what'll happen because that's what always happens. Because California does not take care of themselves. They want you to take, and it's absurd, and I don't want to be California, and so to hell with them. Congressman James Comer, the top Republican on the panel, by the way, backed the automakers who sided with President Trump, saying the intervention appears to signal that large segments of the auto industry are in agreement that the regulatory certainty that would come from a single national standard is preferable to the one where California and any other state can develop individual standards. And the only reason California has been able to get away with this is because they're such a large market. But yes, a universal standard would be key to more success. But former Governor Brown said it's really something. At the very moment when California is burning, General Motors jumps on the bandwagon. You know what? You have wildfires every year. What the hell does that have to do with miles per gallon ratings of your pickup truck, Governor? And the answer is nothing. Nothing at all. GM and Toyota declined to comment. FCA said in a statement it supports continued fuel economy improvement and we are investing accordingly. Since the beginning of the Trump presidency, California and the federal government have been at odds over gas mileage rules in a fight that is dividing the auto industry. California, the largest state, accounts for 12% of the auto market. That's the only reason they've ever been in the position to dictate to the rest of the world what they do. 13 states in the District of Columbia have also adopted California's mileage rules. Good for them. Then you should buy only Volkswagens and Fords. Don't buy General Motors. Don't buy Toyota. If that's truly the way you believe in those 13 states, then there you go. There you go. The Trump administration moving to relax stringent gas mileage rules that were enacted by the Obama administration that would have required automakers to produce car fleets that average over 50 miles per gallon by 2025, 6 years from now, which we know is not really feasible. Unless you build a little two-seater plastic car that's a death trap. A complete death trap. That's the only way you would ever get there. California in July reached an agreement with Ford, VW, Honda, and BMW to voluntarily increase the average fuel economy of their fleets from 2021 levels by 3.7% a year, reaching an average of nearly 50 miles per gallon by 2026. Of course, they do that based on the fact that some of the cars will be electric, right? So they get infinite miles to the gallon. Automakers were required by the Obama-era rules to achieve a fleet-wide average of 29.3 miles per gallon in real-world testing for 2017. Not only did they fail to meet that threshold for last year, but the EPA said preliminary data shows automakers are likely to hit an industry-wide average of only 25.4 miles per gallon for 2018, which would fall short of the 30.6 miles per gallon milepost. I mean, they're not even close. The science isn't there. Science isn't there. And forcing these companies to create vehicles and standards that are not achievable, what's the purpose? What's the point? It's ridiculousness. Anyhow, by the way, have you seen the forecast? If you haven't seen the forecast, I'm sorry to say winter is in the forecast. Chicago could have a wintry mix by the end of tomorrow, Halloween. So could big portions of northern Michigan. That snow could push south by midday to late day Friday. Snow on the way. Real snow on the way. Yes, it's an early winter. Could be a harsh winter. I've been telling you that. I told you that the not just the caterpillar that attacked me and tried to kill me, but the other caterpillars and other indicators, the massive production of maple seeds, the little helicopters. I've never seen so many in my life. I've never seen pine cones the way I've seen them. I've never seen caterpillars the way I've seen them all furred up and you know, bushel baskets full of them. It just tells me there's going to be a tough winter. That's what it indicates to me. Everything's trying to survive, throwing seeds everywhere. Yeah. 14 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show.
From the depths of winter to cookouts in summer, natural gas is your safe, reliable, affordable energy source. Because DTE buys gas in the summer when prices are low and stores it to keep prices affordable. And we upgrade and monitor the system 24/7, 365. So for all you do, natural gas is there for you. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, "Man, have you lost weight?" I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.